Ancient aviators, those terrific pterosaurs.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the thrilling book on dinosaurs for young people called The Dinosaurs of Eden. Well, Ken, I've often heard secular scientists say that most of those flying reptiles like the pterosaurs would have been terrible flyers. But is there any evidence to support that?
Actually, new evidence shows that pterosaurs were not primitive, clumsy flyers at all. In fact, they might have outperformed today's birds in doing some complex aerobatic maneuvers. Their balance seems to have been quite remarkable. X-ray scans of pterosaur skulls have revealed that a large region of their brain integrated signals from joints, muscles, skin, and balance organs. In birds, this region is unusually large compared to other animals, about 1-2% of the bird's total brain mass. But in the pterosaurs, this region took up an incredible 7.5%, probably because of their large wings. As a result, it appears they had excellent flight control. The question that has to be asked is, how could such a flight-controlling brain have evolved? The answer's simple. It couldn't have. Here's what else I know. Pterosaurs and birds were created on day 5 just a few thousand years ago along with other flying creatures, and they were perfectly formed to be able to fly.
Ken Ham has written a fascinating booklet on dinosaurs and how the Bible, not evolution, has the best explanation of their many mysteries. His booklet is available free on our attractive website, answersradio.com. answersradio.com.